I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. A man is facing trial for stalking and harassing a St. Charles County police officer. Matthew McMemmy, who had no contact with his victim since 2017, is now facing charges after allegedly distributing flyers in 2023 that included the officer's picture and accusations of racism, which are claims that the police investigators found to be unsubstantiated. Flyers were placed on vehicles at a business owned by the officer's wife. Authorities also discovered an online post from McMemmy threatening to take the officer's possessions. Initially deemed mentally unfit for trial in 2024, McMemmy has since been reevaluated and found competent, with court proceedings set to continue in May. After severe storms hit the local area, scammers are now targeting St. Charles County residents by impersonating Habitat for Humanity. These fraudsters are reaching out via phone calls, texts, and social media, falsely offering free roofing services and requesting personal information. Habitat for Humanity of St. Charles County has warned residents to stay vigilant, as this scam is also occurring in other states. The Better Business Bureau advises people to verify any suspicious contacts by reaching out to the organization directly. With robocalls and scams on the rise, residents are urged to report any fraudulent activity and avoid making payments before verifying damage claims with their insurance providers. Boeing has secured a $20 billion contract to develop the next-generation U.S. fighter jet, the F-47, a move expected to significantly boost Missouri's economy. The aircraft's design remains classified, but reports suggest it will feature stealth technology, advanced engines, and cutting-edge sensors. Missouri officials, including U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt and Representative Ann Wagner, praised the decision, emphasizing the importance for national security and job creation. Boeing had previously invested $1.8 billion in its St. Louis facility to expand combat aircraft production and now plans to hire additional workers as it continues manufacturing fighter jets. Plans for the old Regal Theater in O'Fallon have evolved, now incorporating a mix of entertainment options. A conditional use permit for a movie theater at 900 Caledonia Drive was discussed at a March 13th City Council meeting, with plans outlined to retain three large theaters for a unique family-friendly experience featuring live events and first-run films. Additionally, part of the space will house Bat Box, a baseball simulation attraction, alongside an esports facility and administrative offices. The project also aims to keep movie-going affordable by bundling concession costs into ticket prices. City officials are optimistic about economic boost from the development, expecting increased tax revenue from the Streets of Caledonia area continuing to grow. While concerns about parking were raised, officials believe different attractions will draw visitors at varying times. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.